Governor Doyle's original budget proposal would have trimmed state shared revenue payments to municipalities by about $70 million next year. Republican lawmakers would have only cut the overall payment level by $50 million, but the GOP rewrote a funding formula so that some urban communities took much bigger hits than under Doyle's plan. Milwaukee, for instance, would have lost an extra $15 million. At a Milwaukee community health center, Doyle said the Republicans should have gone along with him at the get-go.
But instead of adopting this simple, equitable formula, Republicans conjured up a plan to pick winners and losers. Their plan, designed in secrecy and motivated by politics, is complicated, arbitrary, and unfair.
Doyle says his rewrite will limit shared revenue cuts to about $13 per person. He says the Republicans would have cut $28 per person for 400 property poor communities and only $5 a person for property rich communities. However, Doyle is acknowledging criticism he's received from some towns, so he's setting aside $20 million inserted by Republicans to cap shared revenue cuts at no worse than 15% per community. Republican State Senator Alberta Darling of River Hills says that move by Doyle is an improvement.
The $20 million that the legislature put in enables him to make nice with the towns who were actually butchered in his last budget, and so that is definitely better.
Still, Darling says the Republican budget would have limited shared revenue cuts to 11% instead of Doyle's 15. No word from the governor yet as to whether he'll go along with the Republican so-called property tax freeze, which many see as closely tied to the shared revenue issue. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.